HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
That's right. Don't give me any daylight. I'm going to score a touchdown. Trevin A. Jones with HBCU Football Report here on Urban Media Today Radio. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. And today at 12 noon, the kickoff, the games get going at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And Central State, who's out of the SIAC, will take on Robert Morris. Also, later on around within the hour or so, you'll see Lincoln, Missouri taking on William Jewell. And Lyon College will be at Langston. Speaking of Langston, the Lions of Langston are in our top 10 poll this week. And why don't I just start there and then I'll let you know what's happening as we kick off this afternoon. Greetings and welcome to the HBCU Black College Football Report right here on Urban Media Today Radio. Once again, my name is Trevin A. Jones, and I'm going to start with our top 10. At number 10 is the Langston Lions, who are 5-1. They came off a win off of Arizona Christian a week ago by a score of 38-17. They take on Lyon College this week. In at number 9, the Jaguars of Southern University holding down the ninth spot. The Jags come in with a record of 3-3. They also were ninth last weekend as well. They're going to play in the State Fair Showdown today. They're taking on Texas Southern, so that's a swag matchup down in Dallas, Texas, in the Cotton Bowl. In at number 8, Alcorn State. The 5-2 Braves beat up on Alabama A&M a week ago, 35-26. Today, those same Braves will be suiting it up once again. Alcorn State Braves, we have to get back to them in a minute because I have to tell you who they're going to play. In at number 7 is the Tuskegee Golden Tigers. They're at 4-3. They beat up on Fort Valley State 17-6 last week. Now moving on up the chart, in at number 6 is Virginia State. Now the Trojans of Virginia State were ranked 3rd last week. They're falling to number 6 after they lost to Bowie State by a score of 20-15. And with that loss, the Trojans fall to a record of 3-3 on the season. For the Trojans this weekend, well, they get to host the Lincoln Lions, and it's going to be homecoming. Matter of fact, it's a homecoming weekend theme going on this week. Now, number 5 is Morehouse College. The House, they fell from number 4-5 after losing to Albany State 41-19 a week ago. 41-19. Who would have expected that one? Well, with that loss, the Maroon Tigers fall to 6-1. They're going to lick their wounds and try to beat up on Benedict. Now, the thing here is, this is going to be a battle for the top spot. And this game is going to take place today down in Columbia, South Carolina, where it's the homecoming for the Benedict Tigers. Speaking of Benedict, they're in our honorable mention. In at number 4, Howard University. The Bison were number 6 a week ago. They improved to 2-3 on the season. They beat up on Delaware State 55-13, where Kalen Newton just took over, connected with Jaquez Ezard for 3 touchdowns, and the Bison never looked back. So the Bison will be the last game of the night as they take on Morgan State up in Bmore. It's going to be a night game under the lights, where yours truly will be there calling that game on WHBC 96.3 HD3.com. You can always hear it, also hear it on SiriusXM channel 142. That's right, I got a busy day today. At Urban Media Today Talk Sports this morning, you got the HBCU Football Report right now. And then tonight, I'm also going to be on Soul Take Live talking more sports before I wrap up my day today at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Oh, going right up 95, where the Howard Bison will invade Bmore, the Charm City, taking on the Morgan State Bears. And then at number 3, North Carolina A&T. That's right, I said the Aggies are number 3. They've been number 1 all season long, but finally it caught up with them because those Rattlers of FAMU and a quarterback by the name of Ryan Stanley put a hurting on the Aggies and slipped past them a week ago, 22-21. A&T will be out to get vengeance today as the Aggies take a trip to Daytona Beach to play the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. That kickoff is going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern in Daytona Beach. Now at number 2, the Bowie State Bulldogs, who will hold it down at 5-2. As I said, they beat Virginia State last weekend, 20-15. The Bulldogs were at number 5. They jumped all the way up to number 2. And this weekend, Bowie State is going to continue to growl and try to take a bite out of Virginia Union. They're going to play in Hovey Field in Richmond, Virginia. That's going to be kicked off in about an hour. That kickoff is 1 p.m. So if you're in Richmond, you need to make it to Hovey Field because that game is going to be a good one. And that brings me to the number 1 team in the country this weekend. And that's Coach Fobbs and his Grambling State Tigers. Even though they're 3-3, they beat up on Texas Southern 34-21 a week ago. They've been holding down the number 2 spot all season long, and now they own it. So it's the Grambling State Tigers, who, by the way, remember I said Alcorn State? Who's also in our top 10 in number 8? Well, the Braves can move up if they can beat the top cat. And that top cat is the Tigers of Grambling State. That game is going to be played in Lorman, Mississippi, and it's going to be a purple out. It's Trevin A. Jones of the HBCU Black College Football Report. We're going to go around the league real quick to tell you where the homecoming games are and what special games are happening this weekend. Where you have the homecoming at Langston, Oklahoma. That's going to be at 12 noon Mountain Time. Then you have the 94th annual homecoming for Kentucky State and Skeggy. That's 1 o'clock Central, so it's 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also, a homecoming down in Raleigh, North Carolina, with the Fayetteville State Broncos will take on St. Augustine. And it's also a homecoming for the Bulldogs of South Carolina State, but we'll get a visit from Delaware State, who's still licking their wounds from that loss to Howard. And you have Senior Day and homecoming in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where Livingstone, the Blue Bears, will take on the ram-tough Winston-Salem State Rams. Homecomings also take place for Mississippi Valley State as they get a visit from Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then you have Albany State getting a visit from Clark Atlanta today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you also, let's run down the list. Benedict will host Morehouse for their homecoming. Fort Valley State takes on Lenoir Ryan in Fort Valley, Georgia. The Norfolk State Spartans, behold the green and gold. They'll get a visit from North Carolina Central, William Dick Price Stadium at 2 o'clock Eastern. Wish I could be there for that one. That would be a homecoming for me as well. And then Edward Waters College, who is not doing too shabby this season, taking on Alvin Maria in Jacksonville, Florida, for their homecoming game. And the final homecoming game on the schedule this weekend, Tennessee State taking on Tennessee Tech in Nashville. So that wraps up our quick report from this week's Black College Football Report on Urban Media Today Radio. Once again, I'm Trevin A. Jones. Check me out right here on UMT Radio with more sports information and updates just for you. And we'll talk about the sports you want to talk about. I'm Trevin A. Jones with your UMT Sports Report. Follow me on Twitter at UMT Sports Report. I think we just scored a touchdown.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.